Judge Glenda Hatchett is representing Philando Castile's family. She's in Minnesota right now. Good morning, Judge Glenda Hatchett. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing good. I really am. I'm having to stand strong because that's what we got to do right now.
So, did you get in touch with the Castile family or did they call you?
Well, it's interesting. We had a mutual connection who called and said they'd like to talk to you, and I said I'd be honored to do so. And so it was Reverend David Keaton here in Minneapolis that actually connected us. Which I'm very grateful to him. Very grateful to him.
So you
because I didn't
down?
Know the family. I beg your pardon?
You stepped down from the bench, and your law firm is taking up the charge to represent the family.
Yes. I started a national law firm about a year and a half ago. So that's what I'm doing now. And I feel like, in times like these, I really need to be on the other side of the bench. You know, I need to really be out here and hopefully leveraging the fact that millions of people have seen me over the last 15 years, that 15 years in the syndicated show, and they trust me, hopefully, and believe me. And I don't need the media attention. I don't need to be in the spotlight. I am doing this because I'm really passionate about this. I cannot sit at home and this be okay. I just can't.
As well as being the mother of, two young black men?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you're speaking mother to mother as well as attorney to client in your discussions.
Absolutely. In fact, when I walked into Ms. Castile's home on Saturday, I didn't go in as Judge Hatchett. I went in as one black mama to another and just held her. I mean, we just sat and talked. And very interesting enough, one of my sons was with me, who has been really affected by this as well. And we just spent time talking. And we spent time talking really initially on the phone, mother to mother. And you have seen the composure that she has had. I have such deep respect for this woman. This is a woman who has been through hell.
Yeah.
But, Tom, you've seen her. She has been courageous and grounded, and that is what she is. That is who she
is. How's the 4-year-old little girl that was sitting in the back seat when all this was going on? How is she?
I have asked that. I actually haven't had a chance to meet her. She's, she has different counsel, and she's been traveling, and so I haven't gotten a chance to meet her. I hope I will. But I am told that she cries and asks, she referred to him as Phil. Where is Phil? How's he? I'm hoping, Tom, that they will understand that it has to be a priority for her to be in some serious counseling. Because how do you explain this to a 4-year-old when we as adults are having trouble getting our minds around it? So I am going to encourage them to do that for her. And in fact, Tom, to that point, I had someone contact my office in Atlanta offering to help pay for her counseling. Wasn't that
good? That's
generous?
A good idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is the funeral for Philando Castile. That is when all of the personal work begins for the family. Because the closure, this is one door closing, obviously, but another door opening as they deal with life after his passing. But it also begins your work in terms of representing the family. What does that look like for you, Judge Hatchett?
Well, it looks like some diligent research. There have been a lot of things floating. For instance, the audio from the radio call. But I want to be very clear that has not been authenticated. And you all know me well enough to know I'm not stepping out here on anything until I see it, until I understand it, because the police department has said that emphatically they didn't release it. I suspect that some scanner was monitoring the police van, and that's how it was released. But having said that, it is going to be step by step by step. I will be very meticulous in looking at everything, and I'm not rushing to file a lawsuit. And Ms. Castile and her family understand that. It will be done. It will be done meticulously. And I will make sure that you know when this is going to be filed. And in fact, you will have a copy of it, because I will be very transparent in the work that I'm doing on this, because I think the community needs to understand what's happening.
We talked to Sunny Hostins, and she says that it is very, very difficult to prosecute a police officer in a homicide.
It is.
Very difficult.
It is very difficult. I could not agree more with Sunny. I have such deep respect for her. I am not responsible for the prosecution. I am dealing with a civil matter. The prosecution will be handled by the DA, the prosecutor in this area. But I will be watching very carefully. And I've said that. I am watching. And in fact, on behalf of the family, Tom, I'm going to be asking that a special prosecutor be appointed, because I think that there needs to be some independence, and this does not need to be handled by the local district attorney in Ramsey County. That is not a condemnation of him. I do not know him. But in this situation, given all that is at stake, I think that an independent prosecutor should come in. Whether they'll grant that request, I don't know.
Ultimately, they're prosecuting themselves.
Exactly. And I'm going to renew the request to the feds, to the Justice Department, that they come in and have an independent investigation as well.
Will you please give Philando Castile's family our best? And I know tomorrow's probably going to be one of the most difficult days of her life, his mother.
I really will.
A country
stands
behind.
And the president called her yesterday, which I was very pleased. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I will. Yes. I'll make sure I will absolutely tell them that. And his birthday is Saturday, so it's going to be a tough stretch.
Okay. Our friend Judge Glenda Hatchett, representing the Philando Castile family in Minnesota. All right.
Keep up the great work, Your Honor.
I appreciate you all. I appreciate the support. This is not going to be easy, but we're going to do what we got to do.
We love you.
Do.